Today I want to talk about getting heel heat. And what I mean by that is, you know, more than just being a heel is being hated. Too many times nowadays, I think fans and wrestlers want to be a heel, but they want to be liked. They want to be cheered. They want to be cool. And nowadays, I think so many guys don't know what it really means to get heel heat. You know, it just means, to me at least, being the worst possible guy, the worst possible competitor you could be out there. I mean, it's more than, you know, guys that you say be a heel, indie guys, and even on the big stage, even in WWE, I find it, and even especially in TNA, where guys go out there and they just cut a promo and they knock everybody down and they yell and they scream and, you know, they do the stereotypical bad guy heel thing. But it's so much more than that. If you look at the classics, the real guys that stand out, they cheated to win. They were ruthless to win. They, you know, they were, whatever the baby face was, they were the complete opposite of what he stood for. And it meant going for it in there. I mean, it's about kicking somebody when they're down. It's about doing anything cerebral, you know, that you could do to just combat what that baby face is doing, because